Well, Martin, 2-11 to 1-9, I suppose on the face of it, it's a good win. You're through to a semi-final. I suppose that was the most important thing.
Definitely, Tom. We knew the prize was great for the winners today to get to semi-final and get a week off to recover and recuperate with plenty of bumps and bruises in there, you know, so we'll just have to take stock and see where we're at. Definitely a win. Happy with the first half, disappointed with the second half, but you know what, whilst I'm disappointed, there's nobody more disappointed than the lads in there. There is a sense of deflation that they didn't do themselves justice in the second half, and that's a good way to begin into a semi-final.
We'll talk about the first half. You got off to a great start, you know, the goal and a couple of quick points.
Aye, listen, we'd done a bit of work on Donegal's kick-out and how we were going to try and cope with it, and thanks be to God it worked to a degree, you know what I mean? So, there was a lot of good attacking play in the first half, and I thought we were quite forceful and mature in our performances. And
you were winning all the major battles, weren't you? All the physical battles.
I still thought Donegal were a threat, definitely, in the counter attack, and it was just about being set up properly that we could deal with that there, that we weren't caught in the counter attack. And you always have to remember, Tom, these boys are 16, 17 years of age, and it's championship football on a huge field that's. It's a big ordeal, learning curve.
Yeah, you were 7-8 up, and then they did have a good finish to the half. They got a goal and a couple of points.
Listen, Donegal's a good side. We knew this was a 50-50 game, and I knew Donegal would be so well prepared because, with a lot of respect for Luke as a coach and his management team, we know what I mean. There's a lot of good men there, so we knew that Donegal team would be really well prepared. But then you have to factor in too, Tom. You know, we lost our captain, Ryan McNichol, at the start of the game, which was an absolutely colossal blow. You know what? When things like that happen at senior level, it affects players, but factoring in the age of these lads, you know, it's difficult to deal with. And first half they coped well, and second half, when times like that, when you're getting it tough, when you look to inspirational players, you know, Ryan wasn't there, and then we lost Rory as well.
Yeah, obviously Ryan McNichol, what is the state with him? Because he seemed to walk a bit and then he went down again, so it's serious enough when you see pressure.
Well, we don't know. It's a knee injury, so we don't know. We just don't know at this stage. We'll have to keep fingers, toes, everything crossed, you know, that it's not serious.
Yeah, 1-9 to 1-2 up at half time, is it 4 points up? Only added a goal and a point in the second half, and as you said, you're disappointed with that.
Aye, listen, you could see that the confidence maybe isn't the right word, but I think the boys were aware that Donegal were going to come at them, and you know, it was hard to wrestle the momentum back from Donegal, and they were aware from the first half that if you did overcommit, that Donegal were very, very good in the counter attack. And you know, probably we played a little bit cautiously in the second half and maybe didn't commit enough men up at stages and missed a few scores, dropped a few short, that sort of stuff. And you know, when you add all them the wee things up, they do make a difference.
Yeah. Nevertheless, they look a decent side. They look a good side, Derry. They do. You know, they have a lot going for them. They won a lot of physical battles. They won a lot of physical, turning Donegal over a lot early on when the game was, shall we say, anyone would call the melting pot of that, even at that early stage.
Right. I would have thought Donegal were maybe a physically better developed team than us. You know what I mean? A lot of very, very good players. You know. So I'd still expect Donegal to come through the back door and be in an Ulster semi-final. I rate them highly. I think they're a really good team, you know. But listen, Ulster's as always, really, really competitive. And I think the standard's quite high this year too. And it's spread even, you know. So it's going to be interesting.